Hello, everyone, and welcome to this very important update on Tim Talks. If you've been following this podcast for a while, you may be wondering what happened. Where have all the podcasts gone? If you go to theindependentmusician.com, you'll notice a landing page and how things, after the opt-in, there's a little link there, and you can link to the blog and to these episodes, and it's all here at my blog, natefancher.com. The podcast page is there, blog posts, show notes, they're all there. So things are different. Some of you may have noticed that, right? But more than those things, I'm sure you've most likely noticed a drop-off in the episodes. And in this episode here, I'm going to be sharing some news, and it's kind of a part one because part two will be coming soon as far as what's going on with me and the podcast. But just a little update, including a little history about how this thing got started. Right around the same time I launched Tim Talks in March, I actually had an opportunity to contract for a publishing company in Nashville, doing their WordPress administration, social media management, digital marketing campaigns, things like that. And Tim Talks was in my mind and heart along, you know, months and months before I even had this opportunity in Nashville. It was part of my plan going back to last year, and I had this grand vision because after I did my very first podcast called the CMB Podcast in 2013, I saw some measure of success, at least for a little guy like me. You know, I have 996 email subscribers, which for me is kind of a big deal. Those are small numbers for some people, but I saw these subscribers happen quickly with the CMB podcast, and I got excited about how much the internet marketing world is actually true stuff. There's obviously a lot of spammy fake stuff or just misleading stuff, but there are also a lot of things that really work. And building an audience online was something that I had always thought was really important for indie artists to really grasp. And as I began to see CMB grow, I wondered if I could transfer that knowledge that I was learning to indie artists specifically looking to build an audience themselves. And so looking at several case studies, different bands, and I've mentioned some of this already in episodes on this podcast, where indie artists are using free content to leverage their growth online, I had this vision to reverse engineer their success and talk about it right here on Tim Talks, this new way of doing music business. And since I had seen a little bit, you know, myself with CMB and how this stuff works, I thought, hey, I'm going to embark on a journey of the blogging musician and make this the main thing. Content marketing is a really huge subject these days, and I wanted to explore it as a coach, as a teacher for indie artists. And I also wanted to record that journey and publish it right here in the form of audio podcasts. But here's where I went wrong. I still completely believe in this stuff, but I made a decision that was a mistake. So don't do what I did. I hope you can learn from this. To give myself the time to commit to this venture, I had decided to scale back at my job. I took a pay cut, and I dove right in headfirst to the world of indie entrepreneurship, right? Thankfully, I didn't do what some people do, where they completely quit their job and they just go for it without really planning. I had some planning, I had some goals set, and was really stoked about this year. So I set a date at my job to step out of some of the roles that I was in and go part-time. It's been a huge pay cut, and one that I was confident that I'd be able to make up for after a few months of producing products, services, and doing this coaching thing for musicians, you know, and the podcast has been, the idea with the podcast is that it would be a marketing channel to really get people into a coaching funnel. But I wasn't ready. While at the same time, other work began to show up on my plate, like this publishing company in Nashville, doing some different things locally for some coaches and local businesses that I wanted to pursue to generate income. I just got too much on my plate. I underestimated the amount of time that was needed to get things with Tim Talks, that was needed to get things where I needed them to be in terms of bringing in income to support my family. And so I'm having to eat humble pie here, guys. This was a tough episode to do because I have pride, I'll be honest. But it's confession time. I'm having to eat humble pie and simply say that I have overextended myself. My family's feeling the effects of this. And someday I'll share even more of the full story because there's a lot more that has happened. But at this juncture, I have to put things with Tim Talks on pause. So, are the episodes going away? No, they will still be here. You can always go back and find them. My blog here, natefancher.com, has everything. But my priorities now are, number one, my family, my wife and my two sons. Number two, my personal growth, just really making sure that I'm growing and developing in these areas that I've talked about, just so that I'm ready to really pursue them at the right time, which includes my work. That's another priority. NF Media is a business that I started just sort of accidentally when this publisher came to me in Nashville, and I've seen other doors open through that, and God has really led me into a journey that I wasn't even really expecting. And I'll share more of that in part two, because this is part one. Part two, I'm not really sure when it's going to come, but it'll come in a few weeks. And then another priority is my church. That's another huge part of my life, and that has also seen the effects of me being spread too thin. So I want to commit to these priorities. So that means that things are going to be on pause. Things will be here still, like I said, but I will no longer continue to do the Monday and Thursday Tim Talks episodes. This is a classic. This is funny. I mean, like I said, I'm eating humble pie here, but this is classic gung-ho, get going, get excited, and then burn out, right? So this has happened so many times with podcasters and bloggers, and I have actually experienced this in other things that I've done. And you'd think I would have learned my lesson by now, but I just get so into different things, and I want to go for it. And I'm learning along the way here. Honestly, this is a big learning experience for me. And I will likely do blog posts periodically here at the blog. This is my personal blog. I've had it for years. I still have over 360, I forget how many posts it is or articles here at the site, but a lot of different content is still here, and I'm going to periodically post some things in the future as I can, but I'm not going to be committed to an editorial calendar anymore. I'm focusing on the priorities that I've just mentioned. That's where I'm going to be going all in. I do have several unpublished episodes of Tim that may come to the surface at some point. Again, I don't know how that's going to work, but I can't promise anything on when that will be. I had recorded several episodes in advance, and so I may try to get those published as I'm able. But listen, here, from one Tim to another, one independent musician to another, if you're listening to this, and those of you who have been following this, thank you so much. And don't go away, because I do plan to pick certain things back up in the future and reach out to some of you and those of you who have been really close to the podcast. And please, you can always reach me, email me, hello@natefancher.com. Shoot me an email if you ever have any questions about anything. And I am sorry if I have let anyone down, but honestly, there are others in my life that I have let down that I have to fix those things. I don't want to sound too dramatic here, but I'm just really, actually, honestly, I'm very excited about some things that I know I'm supposed to commit to, and you'll be hearing more about that as I do the final episode in part two coming up here. And it'll be, at least for now, the final episode of Tim Talks for some time. So part two is coming soon. So thanks so much for being a part of this journey with me along the way. And I hope to see you even more. I'm not really going anywhere. Like I said, things are still going to be at the site. And you can follow me on Twitter @NateFancher. @IndiePodcaster was the Tim Talks Twitter account. But God bless you guys, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye.